Welcome to another episode of Is This for Kids? Date Night Edition.
Date Night.
I'm Jonathan Blevins.
I'm Katie, Mrs. Ruby. And our Date Night episodes, in case you've never seen one, you want to tell them what it is?
Yes, our lovely EWTN audience. Our Date Night episodes are shows or movies or pieces of content that we talk about that are geared for adults. They're not for kids. And we let you know whether or not you should watch them with some popcorn and some root beer.
Root beer.
From a Catholic perspective.
Yeah, from a Catholic perspective, though, I think you're supposed to have bourbon and a cigar.
That is correct, but not in the house.
No, and I'm a wife and I don't want to eat.
Also, advice, you should not, even if your wife's out of town for the entire weekend with the kids, you should not open the windows and smoke a cigar in the house.
Oh my gosh, did you do that?
No, but I thought about doing it and my whole stream was like, do not
Jody,
do that.
Jody, I was about to kill your husband for you.
No, I did not do that. But in case you didn't know that that's not a good idea, now we both
don't
know.
Do that. Oh my goodness. That. What is wrong with you? Okay.
Here's the thing. I feel like normally when we do these episodes, we have either both movies or shows that we're talking about are either good and we say, watch it, but here's what you should be careful for. Or we say, watch it if you don't struggle with this or that.
Mm-hmm.
And today we may not. We'll see.
Yeah, I think it's good for, you know, a lot of the times we're talking about some kind of a content that's not, it's not virtuous necessarily. It's adult driven and it's very much in the world, right? And so we're trying to have conversations about how you can maybe, if this comes up at the office or like, is this something that you can enjoy without it actually being sinful? Those kinds of things that, you know, we want to be able to live in this world, right? We're in the world, but not of the world. We want to be able to make connections with other people, to be able to have genuine relationships with everybody in the world around us so that we can, you know, share a love of Christ with them so that we can be good people around them. And so you can't be completely separate from the culture. And so we're always looking for you to like find things in there that you might be able to relate to. Sometimes that works.
And so today we're going to talk about two shows that are wildly popular. The first is Paradise, which is season two just finished. Season two was one of the most watched shows in the last like few years of television. Mm-hmm. It's much better than season one was. Like, I've never seen a show that went from okay to really, really crazy good in just a span of, and just it's done so differently. So Paradise and then Rooster, which brand new Michael Scott.
Yes, Steve Carell.
Favorite thing to do on the show.
Home.
I say the character that it reminds me of, and then you always know the actor.
Yeah, it takes me a few seconds sometimes.
Yeah, so Michael Scott, Steve Carell.
Yep.
New show, The Rooster, which just came out on.
It's on HBO Max, and I think it's just called, yeah, it's HBO Max now. They went for a while, it was Max, and then went back to HBO Max. And Hulu is what Paradise is on. Both of those are Disney-owned properties. So most people will be able to log into them through their Disney Plus login. So if you have like a, they have like packages where they put them all together. And HBO just became part of that, which is kind of wild, because when I was a kid, HBO was like, that was for adults and Disney was for kids, and it's real intertwined now. Like,
and now they're all just making lots of content and making lots of money.
Lots of money.
And raising the prices every few months.
Yeah, so both of these, if you have a Disney Plus login, your kids may be able to access, and neither of them are for kids at all. But these are the questions of like, could you sit down with your spouse, have a date night? Would this be a good, these are both shows. So like, is it something that could be your show that you watch after everybody goes to bed?
So let's start with Paradise.
Okay.
I'll try not to give spoilers. But Paradise is a kind of post-apocalyptic show where this president is elected, and one of the people that helped get him elected is a very wealthy woman who is trying to delay or stop the end of the world. This giant natural disaster is imminent. She believes it's happening very, very soon. President's kind of like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So she funds this giant underground bunker in Colorado, and a select group of people are chosen to go there. Everyone else will just die, they think. And so then they go to this bunker, and there's just anything that, as you can imagine, anything that would happen with the drama of however many humans are left in a bunker is the stuff that is going to happen in the show.
25,000 humans are in the bunker.
25,000. So you're talking about betrayal and mystery and romance and action, all of those types of things. It follows the main character, who is one of the bodyguards, CIA agent or secret agent or whatever. I don't even know what they call them. Secret Service.
Secret Service.
Secret Service for the president. Uh-huh. He is a great character. His wife is lost, but he has his two kids there. Yep. And so from there, drama ensues, chaos ensues, and it kind of turns in, spoiler alert, kind of turns into a sci-fi story in season two. Mm-hmm. Like, takes a very big turn. Yeah. I would
season
say
season one is a murder mystery.
Season one's a murder mystery, and is anyone alive outside the bunker mystery?
Yeah.
And then season two kind of turns sci-fi, potential different dimensions, potential time travel, who knows? We really don't know. But I don't want to spoil much more than that. So let me just say,
okay,
this show came out, like I have said this before on the show, Jody and I, one of our favorite things to do, a couple nights a week, put the kids to bed around 8, and we spend an hour and a half watching a show. Mm-hmm. If it's a 30-minute show, we'll watch 3. If it's an hour, we'll watch 1 in a few minutes of the next one. And we love it. We like to talk about it. There's a lot of good stuff out there. And neither Jody or I are like super influenced by shows that we're watching or tempted or led to sin. So language doesn't really bother us too much unless it's like insanely excessive. The one thing we'll like, if there's a show that has just a bunch of sex scenes in it, we won't watch those shows.
Yeah.
And usually it's pretty easy to tell what's going to be in those shows ahead of time on Google. But violence and language and things like that, like it doesn't really bother us too much. And it doesn't lead us to sin. And so we watch those shows. Paradise season one, we really enjoyed it. Friend of ours, who's a focus missionary, recommended it. She said it was really fun. We thought it was okay. Like it was okay. There's language in every episode. There's a little bit of romance, but not anywhere near as much as you might think in a bunker. And then
like the bunker uniquely makes it.
You can't leave the bunker.
Okay.
I would have thought there'd be a lot more children born in this bunker.
If COVID taught us anything.
Yeah. Though there is a lot of language. There's a lot of violence, but it's not like torture violence. I mean, it's your normal like stabbing, shooting, fighting type thing. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And then season two, like it is 10 times better than season one. It takes this insane turn. And every episode really does feel like a movie. Like the storytelling is night and day different than season one. I don't know if they changed directors or what. But season two was also very good. Same stuff though. Language in every episode, similar romance. And so if those things offend you or lead you to sin or lead you into temptation, then I would say avoid this one.
Yeah.
If not, I think it's a really good show.
I didn't like it that much. I do think it has a bit of a masculine vibe to it. So I think that it is more likely to be enjoyed. Like it's dark. There's a lot of like, I think it's the word they don't remove the silver from the film or whatever that makes it look a little bit grittier and whatnot. Although I don't know that they still use film for it anymore. They probably just have a filter that makes that work now. But it used to be that they didn't remove the silver from the film. Anyway, it has for me the vibe of like, it has all those swears, the things that you're talking about. And I'm generally okay with swearing. And in a show, like a TV show experience, I kind of think that the swears need to like convey something about the character. Like if you're a kid from like the, you know, the inner city who's, you know, got a bad family life, et cetera, it makes sense that every other word out of your mouth is a swear word. But when you're like a politician or a person who's in a you know, a scientific role.
I think politicians might swear a lot more.
I'm sure that they do. But like, I just give me a vibe in this show that like this show was originally created to be CSI on CBS at 7 p.m. midday. And then they were like, just kidding, we're on the internet. We can do the swears now. And they're like, great, let's throw in some swears.
Yeah.
Like they just didn't feel like they were useful. They didn't do anything for character development. And they often felt like they were like, it's been a few minutes and he should be mad. And I don't know if this was a question of like, they're not as good of actors, or if it's because none of this was because it's sci-fi, right? Like none of this is real. So the human emotion element to it, which there is quite a bit of that, but like when we're comparing this to like, say, Shrinking, we did an episode on Shrinking before that was talking about very real human things. And I liked that a lot. It was the same level of swearing. It was the same level of, you know, weirdness or inappropriate relationships or casualness towards sex, that kind of thing in both shows. But in one of them, it had a very genuine human element to it that I felt like this was worth exploring. Whereas with Paradise, it felt like it was just trying to be entertaining. So it felt to me like, I don't know, like Mercy. Like it was just this goofy show that they made, and I don't know, I didn't like it. I didn't find anything in it that was true, good, or beautiful that would make me want to recommend it to someone, whereas, like, you know, I'm comparing it to Shrinking because we did that for our last date night episode, which you should go back and look at. But, like, there was true, good, and beautiful in there, like a true love. And even though there's a father who loses, or a mother who loses a child, and there's a father who's lost his wife, like, those are both there, but they don't feel as real because the overarching story is this bunker situation and the murder. Like, it's not the focus of it. It's just like a periphery thing. So, you know, for me, I wouldn't recommend this one.
So take that with a grain of salt. Both of us.
Both.
Because whatever, I'm saying, if those things do not lead you to temptation, then I think it's fun. And season two is just like crazy. But if like, you're like, hey, if there's a lot of language in the show, we don't watch it, then don't watch it.
Yeah, for me, it's one of those things, like, the language or whatever, like, you can only have so much exposure to it before it becomes, like, an issue, you know, when you're just like, okay, that's enough. Like, and if you're only going to pick one show that has casualness towards sex and swears in it, I would recommend Shrinking over this one every day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, take it for what it's worth.
Yeah, and let us know what you decide.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rooster.
Yeah, Rooster. This is a dramedy, which is much more in line with Shrinking. I really should be comparing that to Shrinking.
Yeah. So Rooster, I mean, anything Steve Carell does, mm-hmm. I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
At least a little bit.
Did you see the one where he's like locked up in the guy's basement who's like a serial killer?
No.
It's so good.
Is it funny?
It's not funny at all.
But he's good?
It's so good. Like, this guy, I don't remember what movie this is. We should do this for the show. But
let's do it for the show, because yeah, then I can watch
so
it.
It's so good. We'll do it for next date night.
All right, okay, so ahead. Rooster is, are you going to do this one or am I doing this one, the intro?
I mean, I can tell you what it's about. Rooster is a character dramedy where Steve Carell's character comes on as a writer in residence at a university where his daughter is a professor.
Both.
Yes. She's her life is in a lot of turmoil, and he's there really to support his adult daughter, who's going through a lot of life overturn. Her husband and she are getting divorced, and there is a lot of on-campus shenanigans that result. So this is a college humor-ish type thing, but everybody involved is an adult. So, like, think if you were doing college humor, but with people in their 50s and 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job. There's some funny actors in it. Steve Carell, I think, does a really good job. Yes. as well as he could possibly do for the show. I don't know. I have a hard time with this one because none of the stuff that happens, none of it feels real. Like, yeah. I could legitimately believe that paradise would happen in this lifetime before I would believe any of the stuff that happened in the first few episodes of Rooster. There's only been like 5 or 6 or 7 released.
Episodic, so.
And there's just 1 or 2 left that are coming out, and I'm caught up. I may have missed one last night, but I'm pretty caught up. I mean, just like all of it, it's so obscene. And so then I'm like, oh, maybe that's the point. Maybe it's supposed to be—
Do you mean absurd?
Absurd, that's what I meant, oh my gosh.
Obscene is an completely different word.
Maybe it's both though.
I wouldn't say it's so absurd.
But it's so absurd that you're like, there's just no, maybe it's supposed to be this absurd. Maybe that's what makes it funny, is that none of these things, like only one of the 20 crazy things that happened in the first 4 episodes would ever happen to one person ever. Yeah. And they all happen to the same 5 people. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Burning a house down.
Yeah, she goes to like burn a book that belongs to her soon-to-be ex-husband.
Spoiler alerts, like her ex-husband cheats on her and with an adult student, pregnant.
Yeah.
Then he's on the live news and he goes and beats him up on live news. Like, and then he's in his underwear. It's just absurd.
None of this is happening.
And so then I have a hard time like enjoying it. Mm-hmm. Also, I really can't tell what the show is trying to be.
Yeah.
You have all like of the stereotypical things that you might find on a college campus in today's world, but you don't know if it's mocking it or if it's endorsing it.
Yeah. There's the character John C. McGinley, I think it is, that plays it. He's the doctor, the adult doctor in Scrubs. Like, if that's how everybody remembers him. And he's like making these comments that make you feel like he's taking the conservative perspective on like liberal wokeness on college campuses. But then he's also so absurd that you're like, am I supposed to think that he's right or wrong? What are we doing here? It's sort of like the Barbie movie where it was like so all over the place with so many cultural critiques that you're like, I don't
know. Yeah. And then there's like a group of students that is always protesting on every episode. Yeah. And then their protest spot got moved. And it's some absurd thing they're protesting that it's like, of course we'd have a protest for that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I think. I think Steve Carell does a really good job. I don't know where the show's going. I'm not really sure what it wants to be. There's a lot of language.
Yeah.
There's not a ton, I don't think, of sex scenes. There's implied
sex scenes, but there's no nudity.
Anything that you would expect to see in a college campus, you'll see or hear.
Yeah, there's a lot of crassness is the big thing. Like a lot of crass descriptions of sexual activity more than actually showing it, which I didn't love. But this was, for me, the same way as the other one. It's like, it's just not, like, I just don't know what's going on here. Steve Carell is awesome. He's a great actor, and everything he does is great. All of his characters are always great. But I'm looking at this going, like, I don't know where this is going. I'm not invested in it. I'm not interested in it. Yeah. So it's not something that, like, Luis and I are going to continue watching after we do this episode, because it's just not.
If you're looking for the good and the true and the beautiful, I do think you can find it in parts in Paradise, especially in season two. But in this show, the only thing I can think of is that he is a good and loving father who is trying his best to be a good dad.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of bumbling. And from a Catholic perspective, like, the overarching theme of the whole thing seems to be that, like, trueness to yourself is the greatest virtue. And I just reject that as a Catholic. So I don't love that as a theme. Whereas, going back to Shrinking, I'm so sorry. Go watch that episode. That was a comedy drama, and yet there is still, like, things that I can get behind. The importance of parenting, the importance of life, the way that grief really strikes people. Like, this just isn't great. I don't love it.
And I haven't, like, put this into thoughts until just now, but the whole show is based off of adultery.
It is.
So you've got, like, the whole show is that his daughter her husband has had an affair. Then you later find out that his wife had an affair with him. He clearly hasn't dealt with that either yet.
Yeah.
So now you've got these two people who are deeply affected by adultery, who are working through it. And the way to work through it so far is, you just have to be more yourself.
Yeah.
No mercy, no Jesus, none of that stuff. So
no, definitely. And, like, it seems like they want the theme to be redemption, but nobody ever actually gets forgiven for anything.
Yeah, yet. They could.
Maybe they're going there.
But I might not find out.
Yeah, but it's very frustrating. And I feel bad because this is an episode where we're like, let's just totally crap on something that the culture loves. And I don't want to do that. I don't want them to say, like, everything that's not Catholic is bad. Like Euphoria is definitely not good at all. The TV show Euphoria. But this season they're talking about higher powers and God and how that works with addiction and things like that. I would never recommend any of you watch Euphoria, but if somebody at your work is into it and wanted to talk about it, talk about the ways that God and redemption and those kind of things come up so that you can have that water cooler conversation. But with these two shows, there's just not that water cooler conversation that you can bring it back to something true, good, or beautiful with your faith. And I tried really, really hard. I try to find Catholicism in everything. I don't know.
And I don't. And sometimes it hits me over the face. And sometimes it doesn't.
Rocky and Grace.
They were amazing.
I know.
Just for some context here, the good old Rotten Tomatoes, which I always take with the biggest grain of salt.
Right.
I almost always know that I'm going to hate something if it has a high critic score and a low audience score.
Oh man.
Rooster has an 88% on Rotten Tomatoes from the critics and a 68% from the public. Yeah. And that sounds about right. Paradise,
right.
On the other hand, 88% from the critics and 83% from the public.
All right. Well, there you go. Maybe you'll love Paradise. It just, to me, it felt like somebody wanted to make WandaVision not fun.
You're not getting two thumbs ups from us on these for date nights. However, Daredevil season 3 just came out, and I will report back with an episode soon.
Absolutely. I don't want to watch all of Euphoria to do that for you, so sorry.
Normally we would do our ending here, but this is not an Is This For Kids episode.
It's not.
So instead, please continue to pray for us. We're always praying for you. What a beautiful time it is to be alive.
If you have a show that you kind of want to watch, but you're afraid to, like, check it out, maybe you do have things that are problems for you that if they come up in a show, you don't want to be watching it, send us a DM on Instagram or Twitter. I'm Mrs. Ruby, your Beard Blevins. Send them over there.
Absolutely.
There you go.
We're praying for you. Please keep praying for us. Until next time on Is This For Kids?
Bye.